Jill, can't you keep those kids a bit quieter? I'm trying to add up.
Sorry, kids are kids and that's that and all about it. They're having fun.
Yes, well, I wish they'd make less noise having it.
Never mind, dear. They'll be starting school very soon.
Oh, yes. I must go and see the headmaster at Valley House.
Valley House?
A prep school near Borchester, for Kenton.
Kenton is not going to any Valley House. He's going to the village school, and so is Shula.
They're not, you know. They're both going to private schools.
That's what you think.
That isn't what I think, it's what I know.
Oh, is it now?
Yes, it is. And for one very good reason.
Which is?
That I booked both Kenton and Shula and little David into private schools before they were a year old. And what's more, I paid a 5-guinea deposit fee for each of them. So don't talk about village schools to me.
You're joking, I hope.
I am not joking.
But you never mentioned it the last time we discussed this. Why wasn't I consulted?
Well, there's no need to consult you. I was doing the right thing by my children.
Our children, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry, our children, then. The point is, there's no argument. It's already laid on.
Then you can lay it off again.
Well, don't lose my 5-guinea deposits and be made to look a fool. Oh, no.
You had the nerve to decide what to do with our children without even consulting me.
Well, I assumed that, like me, you wanted to do the best possible thing for our children. Was I wrong or something?
Phil, look. Don't let's get all steamed up about this.
Well, don't tell me it's not important enough to get steamed up about.
Everything is important. But it doesn't make it more important to get steamed up about it. So let's just be quiet and rational.
Was it irrational, then, to put the kids down for decent schools?
Well, yes, I think so. Not so much irrational as plain downright snobbish.
Oh, no, not that old load of rubbish. Snobbish. Oh.
I think...
Look, let me tell you what you're about to say, shall I? It's this. I didn't go to a private school, so why should I send my children to a private school? Look, Jack and Peggy had exactly the same arguments, and I know all the pros and cons.
Except that Jack didn't send Anthony William to a private school, did he? Not permanently.
No, and I think he made the wrong decision. His wife talked him out of it. Well, my wife isn't talking me out of it.
They decided against it on the grounds of expense.
Well, that doesn't arise in our case.
Eh? Say that again.
Expense doesn't arise in our case.
Well, now you do surprise me. So suddenly we're rich all at once.
Oh, we're nothing of the kind.
Then explain, will you?
Yeah. When Grace died, I came into a certain amount of money that she'd left to me. I've always kept it. And when I married you, I decided that that money would be securely locked up to provide an education for any children we might have. So you needn't worry about expense.
I needn't worry about expense, eh?
No, you needn't.
Another woman's money is paying for the education of my children.
Our children?
A woman. Not me. But a woman you loved, married, lived with, and knew intimately before you met me. She is educating our children. And I'm not even to be consulted.
Look, money is money. Can't you dissociate it from people? The money is there, waiting to be used constructively and usefully.
Why did you marry me?
What?
I'm asking, why did you marry me?
Well, because I fell in love with you.
You're sure about that?
Well, aren't you?
For the first time, I'm beginning to wonder if you weren't just looking for a healthy young woman who could bear the children that were denied to you by the death of Grace,
what?
So that you could...
I don't think I want to listen to any more of this, Jill. As you say, I did think I married a healthy young woman, yes. And now I begin to wonder if I didn't marry a female neurotic who can be jealous of someone who's been dead for 7 years. Honestly, how difficult can you get?
This difficult. What you do with any money your first wife left you is entirely your own affair. But you are not using it to send my children,
our children
to a toffee-nosed, got-to-keep-up-with-the-Joneses private school. And that's my last word. I just won't allow it, whatever you say.
Now, listen.
I don't want to listen. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk to you at the moment about anything. I'm going to lie down and think things out. How dare you do this to me? How dare you?
I dare because I thought you were a normal mother who wanted the best for her kids. Same as I do. Women, what can you